God.
Now, a couple of text messages have come through here. Now, it says here, surprise, surprise, that I'm hoping Brisbane defeat Richmond.
Yeah, your Fitzroy bias has come through. I noted that. I let it go.
Was it that or are they saying that? Is that what it is?
What I'm fascinated about, Whitey,
he's blaming Richmond.
Is Friday and Brent Harvey's take on Richmond.
Well, he had them finishing the eighth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just interested on his take from last weekend's game.
I've never been criticised for being biased towards Fitzroy, I must say. That's quite interesting. Okay, let's get to the tennis because, as I said earlier on, we had the quarterfinals of the women last night at Wimbledon, all under the roof. And Craig Gabriel joins us with all the latest news. Craig, welcome.
Gentlemen, morning.
Now, Craig, do we mention Halep at all to you, or are we just going to bypass that match?
I don't think it happened. I think it's postponed.
What's going on with your tipping? We're not even going to ask you about who's going to win it now.
Oh, I don't know. Serena. I have not done well at this one. I did well at the Australian. I did well at the French. But this one has been a disappointment. Although I'm still alive in the men's.
Yeah, well, they didn't play last night, Craig. They haven't played. Can I ask you, Venus Williams, who she seriously was in Sydney before the tournament at some sort of conference. She rocks up under all the drama over that car accident in America, and she's just strolled into the semi-finals at about 48 at Wimbledon. Is that amazing from Venus, or is it an indictment on women's tennis?
Oh, look, I think it's, in all seriousness, I think it's just amazing from a Williams player. You know, you expect Serena to do that, and I think Venus also is sort of that sort of mindset. She's able to put things to one side pretty well, although there was a big question mark over her in the early stages when she broke down and you know, all the sobbing, et cetera, and I questioned, I think, at that stage, how strong is she going to be mentally? But I think there's a bit of a relief on her part as well, because she knows there's no charges that are going to be laid upon her. There's new evidence on that whole car accident that, you know, puts her in the clear. So I think that's also helped her to a great degree.
What happened to my girl, Ostapenko? How did she dismantle the French Open champion? Was it just experience?
Venus served exceptionally well today, really well. And yet, I wasn't discounting Ostapenko. She was down a set and a break, and she worked her way back in and took it up to 5-all, and then Venus was able to do the deed once more and close it out. But Venus also said that she was very pleased with the way she served, and I think the focus that she had in this match, I'm not saying she doesn't have it on every match, but there was quite a bit of hype going into this one with all the talk about Ostapenko. And I think, you know, Venus was even more focused today with this one.
Is now the British public at fever pitch with Konta,
oh,
Craig?
Oh, for goodness sake. Yes. She's on the front page of every newspaper for a couple of days now. And I can just see there'll probably be lift outs and spreads and whatnot in for the next couple of days. But look, you got to give the girl credit. You know, she has produced the goods. She was aggressive in this match. I thought it was a fabulous match to watch, and so close for Simona. I mean, she was 2 points away from winning. But full credit for the way Konta was hitting the ball and how composed she was, because there was a lot of pressure in this match on both sides, but I think probably a little bit more for her because of the situation being on the center court here at Wimbledon.
She seems to be someone that is very mature and very composed, and not someone that would sort of get swept up in all the sort of euphoria around her. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. And I think she's quite deliberate in the way she speaks as well. So it sort of gives her this bit more of a grounded type appearance. But, you know, just like any player, she's going to get anxious and nervous as well. But it's been a remarkable year for her, starting with winning the Apia International Sydney.
So the semi-final matchup for the women, which we played on Thursday night, Venus Williams versus Joanna Konta, and then Rybakova versus Muguruza. So it's sort of a bit hard to really know who will win either of those matches.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want my picks?
Well, yeah, we'll just...
Why not? Just for the fun of it.
We'll just back the other one. So, yeah, go on.
Exactly. I'll go with Muguruza.
Yep.
And I'll go with Venus.
Okay. Big flame over there because I got the 15.
So, Konta plays who in the final?
Yeah, Barabarikova.
Yeah. From a men's point of view, before we get on to tonight's matches, there was not so much controversy, but Novak Djokovic got a little bit testy over the scheduling.
A little whinge.
Yeah.
Look, and I don't necessarily blame him, because I think we all thought, I was tweeting, that they were going to bring that match onto center court with the roof closed and they'd be able to play it under lights. You know, but the club used the excuse of security, because there were so many people still on Henman Hill or Murray Mound, whatever they want to call it. They're now calling it Konta Knoll. That's the new one.
I love it.
Seriously. He felt frustrated with that. And I can understand his frustration, because everybody else has finished on the men's side. And he had to come back again today to play that match.
And just to go through the matches tonight for those that are going to be staying up watching. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Andy Murray up against Sam Querrey. And Murray is on a 25-match win streak against Americans, so that doesn't bode well, I would say, for Sam Querrey. You've got Gilles Muller, Nadal's knocker-offer, playing Marin Cilic. And you've got Roger Federer up against Milos Raonic, a repeat of last year's semifinal, which Raonic won. And you've got Novak against Tomáš Berdych, and I think Novak goes into that match with a 25-2 win-loss record. Mm. Who do you think is going to win that one?
Yes, I think it might be Novak. Craig, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll catch up tomorrow. Obviously, a big night, always men's quarterfinal day.
Thanks, guys.
Craig Gabriel joining us there from Wimbledon. It is coming up to 7-7.
When was the last time, Whitey, that two British players were in one Wimbledon?
1835.
Venus was, she got knocked out in the quarterfinals that year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the early bell next on RSN 927's Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club.